Overdoses and overdose deaths from opioids and heroin have surged around this region and the country. We've been reporting on local and state efforts to address the problem. For example, first responders and some community members now carry the drug Narcan. If given soon enough, it can reverse an overdose on the spot. In our regular segment, Patient Files, we're going to hear the story of one man who received this treatment, which saved and changed his life.
The last time I was on your guys' station, it was for a couple bank robberies. You guys ran the story when I got caught in 2005. My name is John Dooling. I'm 36. The last time I used heroin, I died. I started drinking and smoking weed at about 14, and guys I grew up around were doing heroin, so about 15, 16, I wanted to be cool with them, so I started doing it. Heroin made me feel perfect. Heroin led me to losing my job, my apartment. I didn't have any anxiety. I was homeless, started getting in trouble, started getting arrested. It made me feel good. I started going to jail. And that's one thing that I never really felt. I went to prison, they had drugs. That wears off and you chase that. Act of desperation. And you just get caught up and then you lose yourself and it takes your soul. I did 5 years. My whole incarceration, I kind of wanted to be sober, get my life together. I had a game plan, like things I wanted to do when I got out. It was July 15th, 2012. The situation for me was I had 4 months clean, so there was no opiates in my system. You think you can shoot like, you know, where you were before. I was at my friend's house, and we were just kicking it. We got some money up. We really wanted to get high. We got high in the parking lot, and everything was cool. And I remember sitting at his table eating sherbet. I shot those last two bags. I was just sitting at the table with my boy. It was abrupt. Laughing, eating sherbet. It was like a comfortable dream. I just nodded out. Like how when you stand up too quick. And he said my whole face turned blue, my lips turned purple. And you see like all the dots. It was like that. It was bright. He tried to do something. There was paramedics, police, and nurses. I felt like I was going somewhere. There was kind of like a map in front of me. There was like a line. A red line. And I was moving to a different point. And then, kind of behind it, it was like I was on a turnpike and like exits were flying by. It was like I was driving somewhere, like there was a destination I was going to reach. I was going. All those white lights, they hit me with Narcan. Just like waking up, there was paramedics, police, and nurses. When they started talking to me, it kind of sounded like the Peanuts teacher. After about a minute and that stuff like wore off, I felt sick. They were like, "Are you okay? Do you know your name? Do you know what year it is? Do you know who the president is?" Just kind of stopped them and was just like, "Yo, hand me that trash can, I'm gonna throw up." Started throwing up. Immediately went into withdrawal. I said a bunch of foul things. They told me that I died for about 7 minutes. I died for like 7 minutes, and I was lucky to be alive. I definitely was dead. There was 4 other people that overdosed that night, and they all died except me and somebody else. I think it saved my life. There's been moments in my life where I wanted to die and I wished that I would have overdosed, but the funny thing is, when it actually happened, it made me realize that's not what I wanted at all. about my dad, and I thought about my mom. I thought about my friends, and I was ashamed of myself. And I felt ashamed of myself, and that's one thing I never felt in my life, was shame. I was ashamed of everything, like robbing the bank, being on drugs most of my life, and I said to myself, like, I'm done. Like, I knew I'd reached the bottom that people talk about that they need to find. And I knew I was done. I knew I reached my bottom. Either I intimidate people, or some people have, like, that Napoleon complex and they feel like they have to challenge me. The side of my right face is tattooed. The side of my head, I have like a prison tower. I have a lot to deal with. The other portions of my head, the fence and the sniper. I'm tatted up. I wish I didn't have any tattoos. The way people look at me, I just wish I didn't have any of them. I got raped when I was 15 by one of my mom's boyfriends. Getting tattooed was my way of like kind of telling the world to like leave me alone, just because of that victimization I felt. On the right side of my face, I have a phoenix. I've probably had that for like the last 2 years. It goes like all the way underneath my eye, and it's so I can look in the mirror in the morning time and see how far I've came. And I kind of like rose up from the ashes of my past life. I'm in recovery. I've got a few years clean, and I try to stay in the day. I can't really project because I don't know if I'm gonna wake up tomorrow. I feel good about myself. I don't regret anything I've done. I look at it as always an experience that I had to experience. I mean, I deal with life now. For me, I gotta kind of stay in that moment, because sometimes my brain will lie to me and tell me I didn't have a problem and I wouldn't now, and it'll try to trick me.
John Dooling of Newcastle, Delaware. He is now a community wellness advocate with Brandywine Counseling in Wilmington. That agency is preparing to launch a series of overdose prevention trainings across the state next month. Alana Gordon produced this piece. You're listening to The Pulse.